is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I have Suzanne Sherman, attorney, on. We're going to be talking this hour. I just hope you share this hour. I hope you share last hour, too, because we covered a lot of good stuff. But I hope you share this hour, because this hour is full of things that people need. There's just so much awareness. With awareness, the answer is always we, the people. And we need to exercise that by doing the glorious thing of standing up to this mountain of crap so that we're being handed, and all the lies. And I also did want to mention Done With Debt. If you know somebody, it might not be your problem, credit card debt, but if you know somebody that's racking up credit card debt, give them donewithdebt.com and tell them that I sent you. They'll pick my name. Some names pop up and they'll pick my name. And our sponsors keep us on the air, yes, but Done With Debt is amazing at doing what they do, and that's negotiate your credit card rate down, which is going to save you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and then also help you get out of the credit card debt. It's amazing what can happen when you get some direction on this. Please do this, okay? Go to donewithdebt.com and just fill out those things that they're asking for. It's just a couple of lines, and they keep it private. They're really the real deal, and there are companies that do this out there, but donewithdebt.com is the best I've seen. Okay. They are amazing. Donewithdebt.com. We have Suzanne Sherman on with us, and we were just talking. I had a thought, and that was that we were doing this last push of money to Ukraine because too many people are becoming suspect about the laundromat called Ukraine, and that Zelensky offers up himself with his camo shirt all the time for all kinds of news articles, why their little war is going on. So he's got an awful lot of time on his hands. But the point I'm trying to make is that, are we doing this last push to say that we helped them with this war and how successful that money was, so then we can start diverting the money to the Israel-Iran thing coming to us in May, I think, the production of war, the theater of war, truly and literally, the theater of war will be coming to us in May with Iran and Israel. So is that what we're doing now? And what were your comments on that?
I think it's a really fair question to ask, because if you think about it, in my opinion, the Ukraine news cycle is getting a bit stale. So yeah, it's time for a fresh war. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it even deeper from a historical perspective, censorship has been used to hobble the other side, going back to the Sedition Act of 1798, where interestingly, it prohibited criticism of the president, who, by the way, signed the act, Adams. However, you could criticize the vice president, his political opponent, Thomas Jefferson. Going up now to the Espionage Act, now we had World War I going on, and it was prohibited to, for instance, say, encourage people to resist the draft. These all went to some very landmark Supreme Court cases. So the difference, though, between the original Sedition Act and what we've seen now with the Sedition Act of 1918, the Patriot Act, and, you know, carrying this on through, is now we've got the benefit of all these never-ending wars to justify the infringements on, be it your right to speech, your right to privacy. You know, I talk about that extensively, right to privacy, mm-hmm. Again, in my book, Federalism, How Decentralization Can Save America. And then they also, you know, cover these draconian policies in acts that have a really great name, like the Patriot Act. Well, you must hate your country if you don't support the spying. And wink, wink.
I call it the American Apple Pie Act, because it's, you know, yeah, you have to put apple pie in there to get people to understand.
So we're spied on everywhere we look. I mean, there was a case in the 1960s, Katz versus the U.S., when they used wiretapping in a phone booth. So the question was there a reasonable expectation of privacy there? And the Supreme Court said the Fourth Amendment applies to people, not just places. Well, guess what? Even though it sided with the petitioner, they still got it wrong, because the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to people or places. It applies, like the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, to the general government, which gives them zero power to violate these pre-existing rights in the first place. Right. That's why when they say what kind of speech is protected by the First Amendment, what kind of speech does it apply to, the answer is none of them. It applies to Congress, who, by the way, shall make no law, which is where we started.
So amazing. Oh, my gosh. And every government's corrupt. Just want to make that so we did a very kind of volatile show on this subject. Every government is corrupt. No one is altruistic in government around the globe. So as we're as they try to invent the theater of war over in Israel and Iran, just realize that there is no altruistic government left. And no, I don't know that it ever has been an altruistic government. So let's talk about this property claim thing, because I think that's very interesting. You just did a huge post on this.
Yeah, I've been writing on a blog about this for a while because due to unfortunate circumstances in my private life, I had to navigate my way through a total loss of all my personal property. And I learned a lot and I decided, you know, it's been a year. I've overcome the trauma from it. I couldn't even talk about it at first. Oh. But I learned some really, really valuable lessons. And, you know, I'm kind of, do I keep my private life private or do I share something that I think is very valuable? And so I ended up drafting this. And then after this weekend and seeing the absolute carnage and destruction and homes just being leveled across the Midwest, I just said, I got to publish this. So I published it this morning. And it essentially, you know, what I do here, and again, it's on SuzanneCSherman.com. It's called How to Prepare and Process Personal Property Loss Claims. And this is when this happens to you, and it can, it's not something that just happens to other people like I always thought. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the worst times of your life. You're going to be traumatized. It's the worst time to be able to think clearly. Studies show that the frontal cortex actually shrinks as a result of trauma and stress. Wow. Your executive functions accordingly also suffer significantly. So these people, I see these images and I think, holy cow, they're going through exactly what I went through, just from a different scenario. Yeah. And it's not too late to prevent, you know, even if somebody that's gone through this can read what I've written here, it can help them. But from what I've included in here, if you take this advice, and it's very easy to do, it can make the most challenging and difficult and traumatic part of your life a little bit easier. So, you know, essentially there are a couple things. If you are going to have to file an insurance claim for total property loss, be it from renters or homeowners insurance, mm-hmm. you have to understand first a couple things. Make sure that you're adequately covered. So if you have extensive heirlooms, that you don't have $20,000 worth of coverage, okay? You have a couple hundred thousand, whatever it is, assess what you have and understand that the amount might not equal the payout. You and your insurance company are probably going to have different opinions on the value of what your items are. If you have priceless items, schedule them, get them appraised, and get a certain schedule on. This includes artwork or jewelry, you know, things of that nature.
Sure.
You're going to have to, and this is where it got really dicey for me. You have to make specific claims for each item. Okay. Your house and everything in it is scattered across 5 counties.
Okay.
How do you possibly make this claim? And I had an adjuster who was absolutely, I mean, all my adjusters have been fantastic. She gave me some clues and said, hey, just go category by category. And I did one thing that I had, which was really helpful. I called it a category just from Amazon. Being in a remote area, I ordered a ton of things. I had an extensive book collection. I was able to just go through everything on Amazon. If there's another website that you use to order things, you've got a record right there.
Right.
So that was really, really helpful. Okay. Another thing is also go through your house today. If you want to walk through and just take video, do that. Or else take pictures from every room, the entryway. Take a picture of the room and then go in. Take a picture from every angle.
Ooh,
then,
I like that.
If this happens, you don't have to think, what did I have? What
oh my gosh, that's so true. We're gonna go to break. We'll be right back with Suzanne Sherman. Don't go anywhere. She's our attorney this hour. Be right back.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If
Hey, everybody, you've heard me talk about donewithdebt.com. Maybe you haven't racked up credit card bills, but maybe you know somebody that has. Please give them this information because these guys actually are the real deal. Donewithdebt.com. Okay? Donewithdebt.com. And then tell them to choose my name because our sponsors help us stay on the air. And they can choose Kate Daly in the drop down menu. When they are at the site, there's a couple of things to fill out. They keep that private, but they surely are helping people. I'm getting emails from you guys, and my favorite emails about working with these guys are, oh my gosh, they really are that good. Okay? So people, take this hint. If you want to have them negotiate your rates down, they're phenomenal at it. And get out of credit card debt, they're phenomenal at it. Please give them a chance. They can really step in and help you before it gets too bad, okay? We have taken out so much money in debt that we have to be so careful right now to not push ourselves into maybe a coming bankruptcy or something like that. So Done With Debt, out of all the companies out there, these are the guys that I really, really like. These are the guys that I stand by. Donewithdebt.com. You will love them. And give their name to somebody that you know that's in trouble, okay? Thanks, you guys.